Lebanese nationals who were held captive by insurgents in Syria now talk about their ordeal. One of them has described the captors as inhuman.
They're not Sunnis or Shias or Christians or humans either.
Abbas and 10 other Lebanese nationals were snatched by militants in Syria as they were returning from a visit to religious sites in Iran in 2012. He says the kidnappers constantly tormented them during the 17-month detention. The man says the psychological abuse they suffered at the hands of the hostage takers was even worse than the physical torture. Another ex-hostage says the captors kept telling lies to them about their fate to mentally torture them. The hostages arrived in Beirut on Saturday and were greeted by cheerful crowds, rather. We're now joined by author and political commentator Mr. Ralph Schoenman from Berkeley to give us his thoughts on the hostages' accounts of what they went through. Mr. Schoenman?
Well, these reports are consistent with what Human Rights Watch has already reported and documented regarding hundreds of atrocities against civilians, which occurred during raids on villages in Latakia. And those atrocities included the kidnapping of 200 women and children whose whereabouts remain unknown. So what is being discussed here about the reports by these people who are held hostage about their abusive treatment and the conduct of these mercenaries is consistent with what has been established throughout regarding the deployment on the part of U.S. intelligence services and the Qatari and Saudi and Turkish regimes as instruments of seeking to dismantle the sovereign state of Syria, even though there's opposition to the government of Assad by popular forces. These have been hijacked by mercenaries, hijacked by the agenda of imperialism, which is essentially to fragment the country and to destroy any capacity of the population to establish any sort of sovereign control over their affairs, be they economic or political.
Mr. Schoenman, another question that comes to mind is that some Western countries, including the United States, are quite vocal when it comes to the government in Damascus. But when it comes to the rights violations and atrocities and the conduct of the insurgents, they usually never come out and condemn. What happens?
Well, the problem, of course, for the United States that is financed and armed and maneuvered these mercenary forces is that when there are popular demands for more democratic control of affairs or for sovereign control of the population at large, those are the things that threaten American imperialism because they create the basis for a popular movement that will exercise genuine control over their economic and social and political life. And that means that the Saudis and the Qataris and these country-selling regimes will be under siege from their own populations, as, for example, in Bahrain, as, for example, in Yemen, as, for example, in Egypt and Tunisia, and certainly in the aftermath of the uprising in Tunisia, in Libya itself, when the oil workers in Ras Lanouf rose up. But immediately, these public events in which people seek more democratic control over their lives and affairs are hijacked by imperialism, which seeks to interpret them as an opportunity to seize control and to promptly, in place of popular opposition, place a mercenary opposition which seeks to, in fact, attack the population itself, no less than the regime. Those are the real circumstances in Syria as they were in Libya, as they continue to be in other parts of the world where the people seek to seize opportunities for more democratic control over their affairs, and above all, to seek the opportunity to have sovereign determination of the economic life of their societies. That is what imperialism is determined to destroy and to prevent, and that means dismantling each country in its turn into its ethnic and religious components, an agenda that the Zionist state had set forth and which has been internalized and adopted by imperialism itself. That's what has been really unfolding in Syria. And I should also make one point, if I may, that the government of Saddam Hussein in Iraq and that of Hafez al-Assad and Bashar al-Assad for many years were instruments of imperialism, instruments with respect to the Palestinian people, instruments with respect to imperial designs. They use these forces and then they abuse them. And that's the pattern that's unfolded in Libya, and that's the pattern that's unfolding now in Syria, and it is not restricted there.
Okay, author and political commentator, Mr. Ralph Schoenman, joining us from Berkeley.